Okay, yeah, good morning, everybody. So we're up to Tehillim, Mizmor, Kuf Lamed and Gimel, which begins with a song. Well, they actually turned it into a song. With Shir HaMalos to David. Hinei matov u'manoim shevesachem gam yachad, keshemen hatov al arosh shered al zakan zkan aron, shered al pin midosav, ketal chermon shered al harei tzion, kisham tzivah adonai debracha, chayim ad ha'olam. It's a short Mizmor. And it's famous to us because it's the classical text that we have, certainly in Sefer Tehillim, about how both good it is, objectively good, hinei mato, but also how pleasant it is, not just objectively good, but how good it is on the human level in terms of the experience that's involved in manaim. How pleasant when brothers can get along together. Of course, Aharon and Moshe are alluded to in the Mizmor. Aharon is mentioned directly. And we'll focus on that relationship. The Malbim thinks that Yisachar and Zvulun is another, you know, very good example of this. Smach Zvulun v'tzeisecha v'Yisachar ba'olecha. Zvulun provided for Yisachar in the financial sense, and Yisachar provided for Zvulun in the spiritual sense, and they were both happy and joyous about the arrangement. And we really see Moshe and Aaron. Aaron, again, who's referenced directly in here, the Tal Chermon, She'ored al Harei Tzion, or the Shemen Hatov, the oil which Aaron was anointed with, Yoredal Zakan, Zakan Aaron, Shiredal Pimidotav. So Aaron and Moshe is a wonderful example. All the way back in Parshas Ve'era, we're told who Aaron and Moshe, who Moshe and Aaron, Melamed Shehim Shkulin Kecha. Not they were exactly on the same level, certainly not in terms of prophecy, but they were working towards the same goal. And probably in this week's Parsha, you see this dynamic of how each of them have each other's backs, to use a contemporary expression, in a very deep way. When Korach launches his rebellion, Kichol Eida Kulam Kedoshim V'Zucham Hashem, Umaduat Hisnasu Al Kal Hashem. You know, Moshe's response is, Aaron Mahu Kisalinu Alav, right? How dare anybody speak against Aaron? And when Aaron goes to rescue the Jewish people, the same Jewish people who were looking to depose him as Kohen Gadol, the same Jewish people who then accused him, Moshe, of being the ones who were responsible for the death of the 250 Makrivi HaKtoris, Atem HaMitem Esam Hashem. So, Vayaru Tzoltocha Kal, Vayamud Ben Amesim Uvein Achayim, Vateyatzar HaMagifa, that Aaron puts his body on the line. The Gemara Masech Shabbos tells us that Moshe knew what to do in terms of taking the Ktoris and giving Aaron those instructions. Because the Malach HaMavis, when Moshe was Ola Lamarom to receive the Torah, the Malach HaMavis had given Moshe the secret, the keys to the kingdom, as it were, that the Ketores was the tool that could be used to stop the Magifa. And of course, Moshe shared that with Aharon, and as an incredibly evocative image, which Rashi cites, of the Malach HaMavis basically saying, I'm doing God's work here, you know, get out of the way. And Aaron says, well, I'm the shliach of Moshe. And the Malach HaMavis says, yeah, exactly, divrei harav, divrei hatama, divrei mishomin. If I'm working for Hashem and you're only the agent of Moshe, so you should get out of the way. And Aaron's response is, no, I'm not with Korach, right? I believe that Moshe is working for Hashem. Ki Hashem shlachani lasosas kol advarim ha'ela kilomi libi, as we read in this week's parasha, that, right, that Moshe's mandate came directly from above. So here you have Aaron championing Moshe, and indeed Aaron returns to Moshe at the end of the Magifa. Vayashav Aaron al Moshe al Pesach al Moed, v'amagifa ne'etzara, and the plague was stopped. It's all a reflection of the very special relationship that we know existed between Aaron and Moshe, and how they supported each other. Again, as we said from the very beginning, when Moshe is so concerned, Shlach Nabi Atishlach, that Aaron will be offended and hurt by his ascent to the leadership of the Jewish people, the fact remains that the Pasuk tells us, V'ra'acha v'samach b'libo, that Aaron was very happy for Moshe, and that's exactly why Hashem wanted him to be the Kohen Gadol. So, hinei matov, it's an objectively good thing, but also mano'im, how pleasant it is. You know, Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. It's actually a reference to a pasuk in Sefer Devarim as well, which is a little sad when one of the brothers dies. Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdav Umeis Achad Mehem. But that rest of that, you know, story in the Torah is a story of Yibum, of how one brother stands in place of the other brother, Lakim Sheim Achiv, to make sure that his brother has a legacy to carry on. So, of course, you know, we're in very challenging times right now, especially in the land of Israel. There's a lot of divisiveness in light of the change in government, and in all directions, we all not just those who are living in Israel, but those across the world. We can never see one another as enemies. Of course, people can have differences of opinion. They have strong differences of opinion. People can debate specific policies, but the rhetoric that we hear is not about that. It's very personal in every direction. And hinei matov u'manoyim shevesachem gam yachad, that is the order of the day, the tzav hasha'a, to make sure that we understand that all of the Jewish people, we're all in the same si'ah. You know, that's the modern Israeli word for a political party, is literally a boat. But we're really all in the same boat. The success of one is the success of the other. So whether it's Aaron and Moshe, whether it's Tzmach Zvulun, B'tzeisachav, Yisachar Ve'olecha, right, we're always looking for the kind of fraternity that's Tov and Na'im, and hopefully that can lead us back in the direction of healing.